It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Ken D. Foster, your host for Voices of Courage. Today, our show is called The Courage to Live in Peace. I have a special guest on today's show. His name is James Twyman. And James is going to give us some insights and a new vision on how we can create peace in our own life. I want to start out the show with a little dismal news, and it might impact you, so just be aware. This is just what's going on. It's just fact. It's nothing that you may not have heard before, but I want to give you the facts as of October 7th, 2019. Right now, there have been total number of gun violence deaths in the United States, 29,985. There have been homicides, 11,505, suicides, 18,480, and mass shootings, 325. Now listen, these are real stats. This show is not about gun violence. This show is not about repealing guns for people. This show is not about what you do with your gun. This show is about creating a new vision for peace in our country. But we have to acknowledge what's really going on to be able to change it, right? You can't change what you can't acknowledge. So that's what's going on in America. You know, today in America, we have, I don't know. We're spending billions of dollars still on the war machine. We're still, in Afghanistan and Iraq has cost, 6,800 lives so far, 6,900 contractors, 43,000 uniformed Iraqis. Actually, I don't think that is even accurate information. Now, I think those numbers are all higher, but it has cost us somewhere around $6 trillion for that Iraq, Afghanistan and Iraq challenges that we had. And now, of course, we're having challenges with Iran, right? Okay, so you know all this stuff, right? Well, listen, what do we do about it? We create a different vision for ourselves in our lives, right? You know, we need to start avoiding going down the ugly, evil, dysfunctional, damaging, dangerous path of these instinctual behaviors that we have bought into, right? It's, you know, some of them are seductive, the beautiful gun, the beautiful romancing, the drugs, the alcohol, whatever's creating these challenges. And a lot of, I'm touching on what is creating them. It's really not about guns, though. It's really not about drugs or alcohol. It's really about thinking, because, you know, the mind is what keeps us in bondage to either being a slave to our thinking, or the mind can create liberation for us, and we can open our mind, open our heart, and tune into higher realms of consciousness within ourselves. So, you know, what we need right now is we need, I believe, good people with good intentions and good hearts to start to bring forth their amazing gifts and talents and abilities and start to enlighten and hold a space for enlightenment to take place in our general society. I turn on the media briefly now because I can't watch it that long, because most of the media is reporting on something negative or complaining about something negative, right? So there's no solution oriented. It's not like we're tuning in going, well, today we solved the challenge for prison population in Kentucky. Which, by the way, that is happening. I interviewed an amazing guest on my show a while back who tells me that if prisoners attend about 90 of the meetings that are offered to them, that where they go back into prison. Well, anyway, it goes down to 8%. The recidivism rate goes down to 8%, right? That's amazing, because in the country in general, it's about 85%. Plus, we have, you know, millions of people in prisons, right? All right, listen, here's where it starts. When we have peace in our mind, we have peace in our family. When we have peace in our family, we have peace in our community. When we have peace in the community, we have peace in the nation, we have peace in the nation, we have peace in the world. So it all starts with us, right? So, you know, this isn't an issue that's really outside of any of us. This is an issue we all have to delve with and go within. So what creates peace in yourself? Well, I can talk about me, and I can talk about the, you know, last 24 years of coaching individuals to help them go into peace. And I will say this, that when I was a young kid, I admired people, men specifically, that were in corporate positions, and they were men that were calm under fire. They were men that were making good, wise decisions in their families and in their corporations. I kind of focused on corporations because I was a business guy. I wanted to have large businesses at the time. But that was the quality I wanted. And I didn't know what that quality really contained at the time. I just saw that they looked like they made good choices. Well, I've come to understand as a meditator for the last 25 years that peace really starts within us, but it's mental peace, it's emotional peace, it's physical peace, and it's also metaphysical peace. And what I mean by that is this: the physical body we can calm by just taking some deep breaths in and tensing and relaxing. And you can actually tense each body part and start to relax. It's pretty easy to do if you take the time to do it. Mentally, sometimes it's a little harder, because what we have to do mentally is sometimes we have to do what I did today. My birthday is coming up shortly, and this will air right after my birthday. But my birthday is coming up, and what I did this year and every year is I go through a book that I created. It's called, let's see if I can find it here. It's on my desk. Well, darn, I don't see it right now. Okay. What do I should have shown? Oh, here it is. Okay. I go through this book every year. And this book is called, if you can see it, Release, Renew, Evolve. Excuse me. Must have been some dust moving some things around. Anyway, you can transcend your limiting beliefs and transform your life. Now, I created that book because emotionally, I was getting hooked by people. They'd say something and I'd get upset. And I was carrying resentments. I was carrying harms from the past. I was carrying old beliefs that didn't work. But every year I go through that book because it releases like an onion, peeling an onion. I release more stuff so I can be that person that's peaceful, that's calm, that makes good choices. So I found out that those pieces are really important. Well, there's some other pieces that if you want to model peace in your life, you have to bring compassion in, right? Number one, for yourself. You know, we're all here doing the best we can, but this is a tough place to be. So compassion for ourselves, compassion for others. And we have to tune into this thing called intuition or heart and start making decisions from our heart. We can't make decisions from our heart when we're in our head. We're thinking and thinking and thinking. We have to tune in and quiet our minds and still our minds. So I do believe that you can bring peace in your life. And I've generated not only that Release, Renew, Evolve book for you to read and use, and you can find that at releaserenew.com, releaserenew.com. I've also written a new book called The Courage to Change Everything. It's Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. And I created that book, generated that book, so that you'd have a daily map. I like that. Every day you can tune in and you can immerse your mind in essential wisdom, in success principles, and take actions that represent what you've just learned. So if you're interested in that, go to courage2change.us, courage2change.us, and you can get a copy of that book. And I can almost guarantee you, if you follow that for 30, 60, 90 days, I will guarantee, if you follow the program in that book and you read the daily steps and you take the actions for 30 days and you don't get results that you like, that you deem are amazing for yourself in your life, then I'll give you your money back in the book. No questions asked. Anyway, go to courage2change.us. And right now, when you buy the book, you do get the Release, Renew, Evolve whole program. There's audios in the book and a workbook with it. So I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you use it. And I hope you'll take your life to a new level. Listen, I'll be right back. My guest is James Twyman, and you won't want to miss James. James is a 12-time best-selling author. He's created 7 movies, a couple of which have been very popular, and he's got some real thoughts around peace. He's got a new program coming up all about St. Francis of Assisi, so it's good to tell you about it. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I want to thank all my guests for tuning in to Voices of Courage. And if you're new to the show, get ready to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. If you're enjoying the content and the insights on my show, then I want you to check out www.talkradionewyorkcity. Talk Radio New York City. They're an on-air station which is dedicated to empowering, uplifting, and educating its listeners through a variety of shows hosted by local New York professionals. They cover topics such as business, nonprofits, consciousness, personal development, and a whole bunch more. So again, check out our new affiliate, our new network, Talk Radio New York City. All right, now I'm so excited, and I know you've been waiting for this too. I have best-selling author, James Twyman is here with me today. He's an internationally renowned musician. He's a peace troubadour who has a reputation for drawing millions of people together in prayer to influence events of world crisis. He is the author of 12 books, of which he has several best-selling books, Emissary of Light, The Art of Spiritual Peacemaking, and he's created several movies, one of which is a very popular, couple of them, The Indigo Evolution and The Moses Code, which many of you may be familiar with. Today, he's on a new quest, which I'm excited to talk to him about. He's written a book called Giovanni, and out of Giovanni came St. Francis Goes to Broadway. And so James is starring in this new musical, and he's bringing it out a little later on this year. So, James, welcome. I'm so glad to have you on Voices of Courage.
Thank you so much. It is really great to be here.
You've had such a rich history of creating not only amazing best-selling books and helping millions of people transform their lives, but also through your movies. What's inspired you now for the new book, Giovanni, and also Now it's St. Francis Goes to Broadway.
Well, I think it would be true to say that I can't shake St. Francis from my life. Ever since I was a child, being raised in a very Irish Catholic family, he was there and was a very important part of everything I did. And I think now it's like I've come full circle. And when I was much younger, I was a Franciscan. I was studying to be a priest. And then I left a lot of that behind to do all the things I've done for the last 25 or so years. And yet Francis was always right there in the center of it all. So when I sat down last year to write the book, Giovanni and the Camino of St. Francis, it was really the result of my love affair with Francis. And it's a fiction story, but it was a way for me to tell some of the stories about his life in a very new, interesting way. And then when the book was getting ready to come out, I was gonna go on a pretty extensive book tour. I thought, this is a novel. I don't know how to do a book event on a novel. So I actually was inspired by Bruce Springsteen, of all people, when I saw that he had done a one-man show on Broadway where he would sing songs and tell stories of his life. I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if St. Francis could come back 800 years and do the same thing, tell the stories about his life, maybe even sing a few songs. And that's how it all started. So I wrote the musical Brother, Sun, Sister Moon, began traveling around during the book tour. I've traveled all over the world doing it. And next year we'll be embarking on this rather amazing tour from the West Coast all the way to New York, where I'll be doing it as an off-Broadway show. And I'll be traveling as close to how Francis would have traveled as possible, penniless, in complete trust, not knowing how I'm getting from city to city or where I'm going to sleep or eat or anything, but knowing, just as it was with him, that everything will be perfectly provided. And then the other interesting thing, Ken, I'd love to share is we're going to do something in New York that, to my knowledge, has never been done before with a Broadway show, which is that we're going to be every day on the streets passing out free tickets to people who are homeless and people who are hungry and people who would usually never be able to come to a show like this, inviting them as our guest. There's going to be a soup kitchen before the show starts so everyone can eat together. And it's because that's what Francis would have done. You know, it's an interesting thing.
That is. That's really good. You know, I'm. By the way, when you come to San Diego, you have a place to stay with me if you nice. Come here. And I hope you do, because, and I bet that's happening along the way. I think that that's maybe what happened with Francis, is that people just connected with this message, connected with the person he was, felt his love, felt his energy, and wanted to just have them hang with him, right? That's kind of like the same with you, James.
I think it is. And I'm so excited. This is going to be something I've never done before. And I've done a lot of really wonderful things in my life, but this has been the one I've been having the most fun with.
That's awesome. And, you know, St. Francis taught, he was a peacemaker, and he really taught us how to endure. I think of St. Francis of enduring a lot of challenges in his life. How has that been a lot like your life?
Well, you know, this whole journey started for me back in 1994, and it has a very St. Francis sort of connection, because in 1994, actually a few years before that, all the leaders from the different religions of the world were gathered in Assisi, the home of St. Francis, each to pray the peace prayer from their tradition. So the Dalai Lama was there for the Buddhists, and on, all the different religions were represented. And a friend of mine brought back those peace prayers, and a few years later, I received them. And in 1 hour, as I read each one of those prayers, I put them all to music. And that's where things really launched for me. That's when the peace troubadour was born. And I began traveling all over the world just to share those prayers, and found myself getting invited to Iraq by Saddam Hussein, or the government of Northern Ireland, or Bosnia and Croatia. Probably the best sort of publicity I ever got was when Bill Maher called me the idiot folk singer from Portland, because I was gonna be doing a concert looking into an ISIS village. But I have to say, all of those things were inspired by Francis. There's a very famous story that actually happened 800 years ago this year, when he, during the Crusades, went to the Sultan in Syria, and they had this beautiful meeting where they came together. And that story about Francis and the Sultan dramatically influenced my own life.
That's great. Well, you know, another thing that I think has influenced your life, I'm looking behind you and there's several guitars behind you. I would say that your music has not only inspired yourself, it's inspired many people. Let's talk about that a little bit. How has that interacted? How are you bringing that into the play?
Well, one of the beautiful things about music is that it slides into the back door of our consciousness rather than the front door where all the filters are. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to share because it touches people in a much deeper way. In fact, it was St. Augustine who once said that when you sing, you pray twice. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved that. And that's why in everything I do, I try to work music into it, especially this musical about St. Francis. I would take a story and people who know St. Francis certainly would know, and then write a song around that. And out of, you know, 30, 40 years of writing music, I think that the music I've been working on for this musical is some of the most beautiful I've ever been part of. So the music is an integral part because it doesn't affect us as intellectually as much as it goes straight to the heart.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. About a year ago, I picked up my guitar after about 10 years, and I was determined to write a beautiful song for my wife, which I hired a singer-songwriter. I took some lessons, and I learned to sing again. Wow. And then I sung her a song called Time Stand Still about when we met on our 20-year anniversary. And you know, I had 50 women all crying, so it was cool. So when you say, what was that phrase? When you sing, you pray twice. I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a prayer. It was really a prayer to my wife. So
that's beautiful. You know,
let's talk about, I want to talk about some of the aspects of St. Francis. So I want to go back to peace. What principles can we learn from this play and from you, how to apply in a practical sense, peace in our own life? Because I think once we have peace in our life, then we have peace in the community. We have peace in the community, yeah. We have peace in the nation, peace in the nation, we have peace in the world. So how do we start with ourselves? What tips can you give somebody around peace?
Well, one of the things that Francis knew very well is that it starts in a very personal way. It starts in those interactions that we have with the people around us, but not only people, the environment and the animals and in every way. And when we can just focus on that rather than the big picture, we really can't conceptualize that. But if we can take every opportunity that we have to be an instrument of peace to the person standing in front of us. And here are the key words, no matter what.
Okay, listen, I got to take a break. I'm going to come back to those key words in just a second. So we're going to do a break right now, and I'll be right back. And I want to know those exact key words to bring peace into our life. Okay.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So if you are a woman entrepreneur in the San Diego area, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about an organization called Women's Wisdom. Women's Wisdom has been around since 1991. They're a group they're actually San Diego's premier networking group for soulful connected women. So if you're a woman that really wants to take your business and your life to the next level, I encourage you to get in touch with them. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. And also I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and I really appreciate all the comments that you send to us on a weekly basis. You know, we've got thousands of people viewing us on Facebook these days, and we really appreciate those comments and questions. So please keep coming them our way. And also, if you'd like to get in touch with some of our replays, you can go to voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. All right. With me in studio is James Twyman, and James has got a new musical going to Broadway in February of next year or thereabouts, and it's all about St. Francis. So, okay, you were just talking about, James, about how we can practically put peace into our lives. How is this? How do we do this?
Well, the three words that I mentioned right before the break were no matter what, to be able to keep our heart open in front of whoever's in front of us, to be an instrument of peace no matter what. And I think that's what Francis practiced, no matter what it looked like. If he was in front of the Sultan in Syria, and actually he had been captured, was tortured, and had been sentenced to die before he was brought in front of the Sultan. And he held to those three words, I'm going to love this person in front of me no matter what. And something transformed in that meeting that changed the trajectory of the entire Crusades. And that may be a dramatic example. It's usually those ordinary examples in our lives where we can really truly connect with people, look into their eyes, and as many people have heard the prayer of St. Francis, to seek to be instruments of peace. If we can just do that in the most ordinary ways, then the extraordinary will take care of itself.
Well, you know, I think most people have the challenge with the ordinary ways. And it's, you know, my wife might say something I don't care for, or somebody criticizes something I'm doing, or tells me, you know, gives me unsolicited advice, critiques me or criticizes me, or, you know, this happens to me in my life. And, you know, it's easy to talk about these things, but to be able to just remain in our center, remain in our heart when we have people coming at us, that's a challenge for most of us.
Absolutely. It's maybe the biggest challenge. You know, I've been a student of A Course in Miracles for many years of my life, and it has a question that it asks, which is, would you rather be right or happy? And I think it really comes down to that. In any of those interactions, there's usually a part of us that wants to be right. You know, I'm the one who's seeing this in the right way, which means that you're the one seeing it in the wrong way. But I'm sacrificing my happiness, and I'm sacrificing the true connection that can happen between us by choosing to be right. But if I can say none of that matters, but the only thing that does matter is this beautiful interaction that we're having right now. And even if it's difficult, I can choose to see through it to what's really happening, to love you no matter what, to be an instrument of peace no matter what. And when enough of us choose to do that, then we become like St. Francis. In fact, I would love to share something that was a big inspiration for the musical and the book. And it was a quote that I had never heard before that I read somewhere about St. Francis. And I'll tell you who said it in a moment. But the quote was basically, our revolution failed. What we really needed were 10 St. Francis of Assisi's. Now, you won't believe when I tell you that that came from Vladimir Lenin, the architect of the Russian Revolution. He recognized that there was something that happened 800 years ago that could happen today if we had just a handful of people who would take this seriously, who would love no matter what. And I figure if that can transform an atheist like Vladimir Lenin, I think it really could change the world.
I think it does change the world. And I think that, you know, it's a lot of times for me, it's how I start my day. You know, I usually start my day in prayer and meditation and setting intention to hold peace no matter what comes at me. Now, it's easier said than done, as I mentioned before. But, you know, what I found is that every day it gets a little easier. And yeah, I've been working on it for years. You probably have too. But every day it goes, you know, it's longer and longer and longer and less things. We become less sensitive. We become more in tune, I believe, to our to the power that lies within us, but less sensitive to the world in general. And as a direct result, that seems to shift myself. Do you find that happen in your life?
Well, it's a challenge, isn't it? I mean, it's easy to talk about this, as you said before, but it's a challenge to remember and practice it in those moments when, you know, I'm going in a different direction. But I think we do get better at it as we go if we make a real commitment. And I think that's what Vladimir Lenin was saying. We have to make a true and real commitment to this. And if there were even a handful of people who did that, who said that I'm going to love no matter what, and I want to be an instrument of peace no matter what, there's power in that. It's just like when I have led prayer vigils, when there were different crises going on in the world, people all over the world would gather just to hold that energy. And I could tell you story after story of miracles that happened because of that. But it really just comes down to doing it for real and not hesitating anymore.
Yeah, you know, I sense that when I tune in, when I get, when any of us tune into fear, let's say, right? We feel it in our body. We feel our heart starts palpitating faster. You know, we go to fight to flight. The energy drains out of our blood and from our head, right? We start thinking differently. You know, we start acting differently. But more importantly than all of that is that there's this energetic field that we tune into, these fearful thoughts that start flooding our minds. And I sense the same thing, of course, as with anything. Peace is another one. When we start flooding our mind, we're committed to it. No matter what, we're going to hold. All of a sudden, we start to feel peace. We start to bring that energy, those vibration, that frequency into our being.
That's right. Yeah. It's so simple, really. It doesn't have to be that complicated. We just have to make that choice. And I'm hoping that, I know people are watching this from all over, not just in San Diego. And
that's right.
And if I'm coming through your city doing this tour, I hope you can come and have this experience, because everything we're talking about, that's the experience I'm trying to bring out in this musical. So if people want to find out how to connect with us, if I'm coming through your city, just go to worldpeacepulse.com or jimmytwyman.com. And you'll be able to connect with the website for the tour, and then you can check it out and see everything there.
You know, I noticed in some of your materials now, you're going by Jimmy, and you've been doing that for a while, I take it. You know, what was the shift from James to Jimmy? What was that?
Well, first of all, between you and I, the reason why it's jimmytwyman.com is someone stole jamestwyman.com out from under me. So if you go to jamestwyman.com, it looks like my site, but it's not my site. So don't go there. And I could only get jimmytwyman.com. But I tell you, lately, I've been asking most of my friends to just call me James Francis, because my name is James F. Twyman or James Francis Twyman. Because I've always had that deep love of Francis. And so I think I'm just trying to identify more with that place within myself that understands what Francis was all about and is striving to live that today, because things are happening today that are very similar to what happened 800 years ago. That was the end of what we now call the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. But after that, because of people like Francis, the Renaissance was born. And you could look at this time and you would probably find evidence to say this is a very shadowy time as well. But I believe that if enough of us, like Vladimir Lenin said, if enough of us come together, we could be on the cusp of a new, a very revolutionary kind of renaissance.
I believe we are on the cusp of a new renaissance. In fact, I live in a city, San Diego, that I believe is really at the forefront of that. We really have a lot of individuals that do live healthy, balanced lifestyles that are looking to sync in harmony with one another and to really be of service to each other, to help uplift each other. And there's actually very little prejudice in this city that I mean, I'm sure it exists in pockets like every city, but this city is really becoming a model city, Southern California area, for, I believe, the new model for humanity. Well, we all step into treating one another with care, compassion, and love. And we understand that we are all infinite beings. We're all infinite souls here on a place of evolution. We're here to help each other to grow, evolve, and be all we can be. There's greatness in all of us. And so, you know, I'm with you on that, James.
Yeah.
I think that's happening here.
You know,
I got to take a break. I got to take a break. Will you stay on for one last segment?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so we'll be right back and talking to James Twyman.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, we are back. And welcome again to Voices of Courage. Our show today is called The Courage to Live in Peace. And my guest today is James Twyman. And if you don't know who James is, he's a best-selling author. He's got 12 books out there. He's got a new play that's going to Broadway called St. Francis Goes to Broadway, and Brother, Son, Sister Moon to Broadway on February 20th through March 1st, 2020, or thereabouts. And so, James, welcome back here in this third segment.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Fourth segment, I guess. Yeah, it's great to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, we're just kind of having a nice conversation about peace in the world and changing things. And but, you know, I want people to really get to know you. You know, you've accomplished so much in your world and, you know, with the movies. You've got a lot of movies to your credit, New York Times bestselling books. You've moved millions of people into peace movements. But who are you at the essence of James? Who is this James Twyman? We were talking about names last segment. Let's go into the essence of you. Who are you?
Oh, my goodness. That's such a good question. You know, it's funny. It's such an obvious question, but I don't know if I've ever been asked that in an interview after many hundreds. But it's important because, you know, who am I choosing to be right now? And I'm living here, by the way, in a town called Ajijic, Mexico. That's where I'm coming to you from. We have a community that I founded here about 2 years ago called Namaste Lake Chapala. We've got about 40 people who live here. We get together every morning at 9:30 and share and meditate and sing. And it may look like I'm the leader, but I have a different perspective. And that is, I'm here because I only want one thing. And that, you could say, is the peace of God. You could say it's to remember who I am. There are a thousand different ways you could say that, but I'm doing this work because it's the only thing that I want. And I know that the only way for me to get what I truly want is to be the source of that. So I think that's what my life is founded on, to find all sorts of fun, creative ways, whether it be writing books or making movies or doing a musical on Broadway about St. Francis. It's because it inspires me, and I hope it inspires others. So I'm not someone who's seeking to be a guru I said to my friends during our session that if you need a guru, I'm probably the perfect person, only because I'll likely disappoint you almost immediately. And then you can give up needing a guru and realize that the only true role of a guru is to spell the word, which is G, you are you. And so for me, I think at the core is to be a demonstration of who you are, because I've recognized myself in you. And I try and keep it simple. That's what I love about Francis. Francis, whether he was talking to the birds or to a wolf or to the people of Assisi, he just basically wanted them to see how lovable they were. And so if I can do that in some small way in my own life, then I'll feel like I did something right.
That's beautiful. You know, there's going to be some music in this new musical. Is there any chance I could get you to play us one of the upcoming songs that might be there?
Well, I do see a few ukuleles behind me, so hold on.
That would be amazing.
All right.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I would really appreciate it. I know our audience.
There's one thing I'll never say no to. Since we're talking about being an instrument of peace, And many people know a prayer called the Prayer of St. Francis. I'll share just a little bit of that.
Oh Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, bring your love. Oh, divine master, grant that we may not see, to be consoled as to console. For it is in giving that we receive. Pardon me that we are pardoned, and in dying to ourselves that we live. Oh Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, your peace.
Wow, I felt that, James. That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Thank you for that.
That's actually the first song in the Brother, Son, Sister musical. Even though, actually, the first line that Francis says in the musical is, it, he says, the most beautiful prayer I never wrote. Because even though everyone thinks Francis wrote the Prayer of St. Francis, he did not. He did write some beautiful prayers, but it does capture who he is and what I thought he brought into the world. And more than anything, I think it captures what we can bring into the world if we choose to be instruments of peace just like he did.
I think you're right. What would you say was the most outstanding quality of St. Francis? And how do you apply that quality? I know it's peace, but there's other qualities he had.
He was
what was his qualities that really made him who he was?
He was so passionate about all of this. He didn't hold back. He was 100% dedicated. And that passion was contagious. And that's the great thing about passion. It's always contagious. And if it's focused in the right direction, or the direction of peace or harmony or love, then we automatically pull people around us into that same vibration. So I think that was the thing that that Francis really connected with people. He was so passionate, and people felt that passion in him, and it inspired the same in them, and it literally changed the world. And as we said earlier, I think that's what the world needs today, are people who are truly passionate, not about changing politics or changing social structures. I think we have to begin by changing our own hearts. And if we can do that and then begin to share that same passion with the people around us, it does begin to create this rippling effect and ultimately changes the whole world as it did in Francis's time. So if we're going to bring about this new renaissance that we were talking about before, I think it's going to begin with being passionate about love and peace.
I love that. All right. So how do people get a hold of you? One more time, Jimmy Twyman.
Well, they can go to my website, which is worldpeacepulse.com. Or if you want to go straight to the website about the musical, it's stfrancismusical.com, and that's just stmusical.com. And you can see all the different cities we'll be traveling to, or if you go to the World Peace Pulse site, you can also sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get all the announcements, and I'll be sharing all sorts of different things from the road as I travel to New York, and hopefully I'll be coming through some of the cities of the people who are listening right now, and you can come and see me there.
I love that. Well, I hope you make San Diego, and that offer stands for sure.
Please,
I'm very sincere. Look me up if you're going to be here. You need a place to stay. We'd love to put you up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And any final thoughts for our listeners?
We live in a very confusing and exciting time. It's exciting because this is the time that we chose to make a difference. to be true instruments of peace. And it's only going to happen if we are fully dedicated to that. We can't hold back. This is not a time for holding back. This is a time for choosing to really give it all. And as Vladimir Lenin, of all people, said, if there were only 10 people like that, then the world will change on its own. So I choose to be one of those 10 St. Francis's, and maybe there are people out there who make the same choice.
Well, you know what? I choose to make that same choice, and have been choosing that for many years. But I love what you said about passion. We got to step into it with passion, play full out, be 100% in that energy of peace, and let go of anything that's unlike that.
Right.
James Twyman, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing the play as soon as it comes to Southern California.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage, and now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster, and what a interview we just had with James Twyman. That was amazing. I hope you really enjoyed that. I want to let all of you know that there is a masterclass coming up. It's called the Book Masterclass, and if you're an author or a would-be author, some of my New York Times best-selling friends and myself and some of my book marketing strategists are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status at no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use and the formulas that they use to create the simple step-by-step formulas to really take your book and have it become a bestseller. So I hope you'll take me up on this. It's a free offer. There's no cost to you at all. This is just for my listeners. And those that want to become authors and best-selling authors, you can go to CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. And again, we have a whole bunch of new people tuning into the show this week. We just picked up a new affiliate. And so if you're from one of the countries that have just come online, I want to welcome you. This is a podcast that you're probably seeing, or a video file that is going to help you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. So I hope you'll continue to watch and let people know about the show. Also, if you want to see the replays of the show, you can go to voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. Alrighty. So courage. Courage is part of what we all need to have in our life if we really want to take our lives to the next level. And that's something that I talk a lot about, as you know. The show is called Voices of Courage. And I wrote this amazing book that you're seeing right now. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. The reason I want to tell you about that today is because that book can really make a difference in your life. And I don't say that just because I wrote it, but I do say it because I wrote it, because I know what's in it. I know that when you take your mind and you start dripping on this mind, astute wisdom, wealth principles, and you take daily focused actions, and you're not taking the same actions over and over again. What you're doing is, because you're changing your thinking, you're changing your mind, you're reprogramming your thought process, you're tuning into literally higher frequencies. When you can do that on a consistent basis, what happens is your actions change. You change on a consistent basis and things get better and better for you. Now, listen, am I some kind of guru or prophet, or, you know, how did I learn this stuff, right? Well, first of all, I want you to let you know that I am no guru or prophet, but I am a person that has done his work, that has done, has figured out finally, right, that the answers aren't ever going to come from outside of myself. That, yeah, I have to do the work to go within to find out what needs to shift and change. So when I say it doesn't come out from outside myself, that doesn't mean that to stop going to workshops or reading books or what have you. What I mean is that when you take a workshop, you read a book like mine, you go within and you really start to dive deep into your psyche to understand what's there. Because I can tell you what's there, but just me telling you won't bring it out for you, right? What is there is greatness. There's greatness in all of us. But just knowing that, and you've known that, maybe 100 people have told you that, but has it really brought more greatness into your life, more of you out in the world? Well, just knowing it doesn't do it. But knowing that it's there, that we all have potential greatness in us, and being able to daily do the work to bring that out. And this isn't a struggle daily, because I wrote this book so that you'd have fun doing this. Because listen, I know this, if it's not fun, we're not going to do it very long. But you know, there is some work involved, and you do have to step into the work and have to do the work. So I wanted to give you kind of a sample of what you might expect to get from the book. So I'm going to read you something from day 208. And it starts out with a quote. Courage people create a wake of inspiration for others to follow. So think about it. Is that true? Courageous people leave a wake of inspiration for others to follow. I do know that's true, because I follow people that are inspiring me all the time. Don't you? I think you do. So let me read you a little bit about the daily guidance. It says, are you surrounding yourself with amazing people who support and encourage you in all areas of life? We are consistently influenced by those around us. We all pick up each other's moods, thoughts, and points of view. But you must be stronger than other people's vibrations or points of view if you want to succeed. Have you ever walked into a room after two people were arguing and felt the negative energy? And have you been in situations where you took on someone's negativity? It wasn't your stuff, but you walked away feeling downbeat and heavy because you took it on. And you took it on and became real. So if you want to stop this from happening, I'll give you an insight I received from Anthony Robbins when I was working with him. The person who is feeling more certain about their state of being is the one who will influence the other person to move forward with that feeling. In other words, if you set your intention that no one's going to upset your happiness, no one can, because the other person's thoughts are just a point of view. But your intention, your power as an infinite being, is stronger than anyone's point of view. And if you choose to remain happy, you will. Then I ask you some questions. Today I ask, whose point of view am I choosing to remain in harmony with? What am I choosing to feel consistently today? What can I do to remain calm in the face of other people's upsets? And the action steps: set your intention to make this the happiest day you have had in the last month. Watch your thoughts and realize you can be happy no matter what happens. Good advice? I think so. But if you were to take that advice and be able to drip on your mind every single day, imagine what your life might be like in the next 30, 60, 90 days. I submit it'll get better and better. You know, I've had a lot of challenges in my life, and I always wonder why those challenges are there. Don't you? Well, I can assure you that they're there for a reason. They didn't just show up. I know that when we take 100% responsibility for everything that's showing up, what happens is we get clarity on why it's showing up. So most of my, quote, stuff shows up for one reason. Well, there's a couple of reasons. Let me give you the first. The first one is because I am unaware. I'm not aware of why I've created something, right? So it shows up and it creates problems, and then I learn. But more than learning, it builds character. It builds me as a person. It builds you as a person. It helps us to step into our brilliance. It helps us to step into our power. It helps us to become stronger in every way. I think about the time I decided to climb Mount Whitney. And Mount Whitney is a mountain in California. It's about 14,000 feet plus a few hundred feet. And actually 14,067, I think it is, and the number comes to mind. So when I started, I had optimism. Oh, I can do this. This is going to be easy. And then I started to train on a few smaller mountains with my friends. And I remember one mountain we climbed up, Mount Gregorio. We got about halfway up the mountain and a lightning storm hit. And when that storm started hitting, lightning was there. We had people running down the mountains telling us, run, run, flee for your lives. You're going to die. Literally. Well, we got under some trees. We had one friend that was scared to death. He wanted to go down the mountain. We just said, you know what? Just be here. The storm will pass. And sure enough, the storm passed, and we were able to climb in that peak and summit. And a lot of times, you know, whether we're in business, we're in a relationship, we're in a career, and a storm hits, and we feel like, gosh, let's run down the mountain. I don't want to do this anymore. But when we don't, we say, well, wait a second, the storm's going to pass. And we just sit it out. Now, maybe sometimes we have to grow and learn and develop so that the storm passes. But most of the time, we have to sit it out and realize what's going on. And then when we go to the top, now we summit that, and we realize, at least we did in that case, that, you know, we're not going to let fear run our life. We're going to let power and passion run our life. So we were more passionate about getting to the top than we were fearful, right? We weren't going to let that fear overtake us. So that's what this book is all about. You can get it at courage2change.us, courage2change.us. I have some amazing gifts if you buy it on that website. You can also get it on Amazon, courage2change.us. But if you come to my site and buy the book, I'm going to give you several tools that will really help you to change your life in ways that will help you do a fast start with this book. So I hope you'll check it out. I have a release, renew, evolve program. I've got a couple of coaching sessions for you in group to help you fast start this. And I have a way for you to put groups around you to create wealth in all areas of your life. Those are all yours for free when you buy the book at courage2change.us. All righty. Been a great show. I hope you continue to watch and listen. And until next time, many blessings.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.